Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf vav. We're going to start from, we're up to six lines from the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara asks, V'heicha shamimam l'Rabbi Akiva zu l'malo mizu. Now, to get into this sugya, once again, we just have to do a quick review of what we learned yesterday. So if you turn back to Hey Amid Beis, halfway down the Amid, you'll recall we had a Mishnah, first Mishnah, Mesechtes Nigoyim. Part of that Mishnah is quoted in our Mishnah. Tanan Hossam, halfway down the Yomid, Maris Negoim Shnaim Shein Arba, which is what we had in our Mishnah as well. The woman Shnaim Shein Arba, so as we explained yesterday, there are two Ovois and there are two Toldois. What difference does it make, Agabe Ovois and Toldois? It's not like Hilchish Shabbos, where there's a Halacha Av and a Tolda. Here we said it's for purposes of Tziruf. What means Tziruf? The minimum share of a negatzeras on an oyer ha'odam is kigris. What happens if I have a half a gris lemushel of a baheres, and I have a half a gris lemushel of a krumbeya? Those two are not mitzaref. An av is mitzaref with tolda di day. So what are the two avs and the two toldas? So we have the four marois, which are described yesterday in the Gemara. The Beheris and the Se'es, those are the two Avois. Beheris is Aza Kashelig, Snow White. The second one, meaning its Tolda, is Kesida Heichel. Its Tolda has no name. It's just the description of the Mara is Sida Heichel. Sida Heichel means like the lime that was used in the Heichel, which was re-limed every year, so therefore it remained fresh, and it was a nice bright white. Se'es, that's the second of the two avos, Beheres and Se'es. Se'es is Ketzer Melava, nice white wool, fresh wool from sheep. And finally, Shneilaka Grumbeya, that's like the white of an egg. We don't mean the outside shell, we mean the white membrane inside, the white of the egg inside. Okay, so now, in terms of the order of brightness of white, this Mishnah does not go in terms of that order, because the order is Azek Shelig is number one, Ketzemer Lovan is number two. Those are the two Ovois. Secondary to Beheres, its Tolda is the Sida Hechel, which is really number three. And finally, the Krumbeya, which is number two to the Se'es, but which is number four altogether. So this is very important for purposes of understanding our Gemara, that the four Marais are 1, 2, 3, 4, but in terms of the Mishnah, the Tziruf is not 1 and 2, but it's 1 and 3, and it's 2 and 4. Just to explain that once again, so people shouldn't get confused, what is the 1, 2, 3, 4? Those are the Marais, meaning the whiteness of the Negoim. The most white is the Shelig, that's number 1. The second one, after that, is Ketzemer Lovan, white fleece, white wool on the back of the sheep. Number three is the lime, that's the Sida Heichel. And finally, number four is the Krumbeya. 1, 2, 3, 4. However, when they are mitzaref, since the Tanakama holds we have Ovois and Toldois, that's the import of the word Shnaim Shehein Arba. It's not that one is mitzaref with two, one is mitzaref with three, because the Beheres is number one, the Kishaleg. Number three is the Sida Heichel. And furthermore, number two is mitzaref with four. Two being the Beheres, the Se'es, which is like the Tzemer Lavan. So that is number two in terms of the levels of whiteness. It's mitzaref with its Tolda, which is number four, the Krum Beya. So that's what it says in the Mishnah. Om Rav Chanina, Mantana Maris, Negoim to like Rav Akiva. That Mishnah cannot go like Rav Akiva. The Rav Akiva, Kim Yom, Zulam Alamizu, Zulam Alamizu. Im Gein, the Harta, Sida Heichel, Militaf. Rabbi Akiva holds that you are mitzaref for purposes of kigris, not 1 and 3 and 2 and 4, but rather 1 and 2, 2 and 3, and 3 and 4. Meaning you go kiseder, the closest in the terms of the mara, that's the one that's mitzaref to give you the share of a gris. So therefore, you start off with number 1, is the azek ha'shaleg, if you only have a half a gris. And right next to it you have a half a gris of Tzemer Lavan, which is number two in terms of the whiteness scale, then it's mitzaref. However, according to Rabbi Akiva, if you have the Azek HaShelig and the Sida Heichel, it's not mitzaref, because it's got to be in order. And you cannot go and skip 1 and 2 of mitzaref, 2 and 3, 3 and 4. but not 1 and 3. So therefore, that's why Rav Chanina says the Mishnah does not go like Rabbi Akiva. Because the Mishnah, just be kitzur by saying, I know I'm repeating it now for the second or third time, but this is essential to understanding the whole Gemara. The fact that there is this idea of Ovis and Toldis. Where does it say Ovis and Toldis? It says Shnayim Shehin Arba. Which are the two Ovis? Beheres and Sies. What are their Toldis? Each one respectively. The Beheres, which is number one, Sheleg, it has as its Tolda number three. It doesn't have as its Tolda number two, because number two is a parallel Av, just like itself. So therefore the Beheres has to be Mitztaref with number three. And the Seis, which is the second Av, is Mitztaref with its Tolda, which is number four on the list. Right. Yeah, Kikrumbei. Good. So therefore, according to that Mishnah, it's 1 and 3 on Mitztaref, and 2 and 4 on Mitztaref. But that's not Rav Akiva, because Rav Akiva says we don't go 1 and 3. Then you're jumping over 2. So 1 and 2 on Mitztaref, and 2 and 3 on Mitztaref, and 3 and 4 on Mitztaref. That's the bottom line, according to Rav Akiva. Then we had some discussion, but now we continue on to our Gemara.
Aside from the color of say, the Harris and Seis, do they have anything intrinsic differences to them?
Only in the level of the shade of the white.
Otherwise, it's the same type of...
You've heard, of course, the English expression off-white.
Yeah.
Off-white means not that it's not white. It's right. Just a very dim form of white. So as you go from one to the next, the brightness of the white dims somewhat. Zuktimar, you've taken it for granted. Rabbi Akiva says Zulamal Mizu. Vehecha Shaminim Rabbi Akiva Zulamal Mizu. Where do you take this from? Who states? Ilay Mahadasani. Is it based on the following brisa? And the brisa is going to tell us a dialogue. We are here in Mesechtes Shmuz.
Thank you.
Of Talmud Bavli.
We're
on Daf Vav. And specifically, we are 6 lines from the top of the Yomid. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It says, Vehecha Shaminan L'Rabbi Akiva. Do you have that? Zulamalamizu, Zulamalamizu. Where do we find this? We took it yesterday for granted. Oh, Kim the Omar, Zulamalamizu, Zulamalamizu. Where does he say that? So it doesn't say Befeirish, but we're going to derive that from the following dialogue. And the dialogue was between father and son, Rabbi Akiva with his son Rabbi Yeshua. And Rashi points out that Rabbi Yeshua has another name throughout Shas, and that's Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, because elsewhere the Gemara refers to Rabbi Akiva as Kereach, so therefore he had some sort of nickname like Karcha, and therefore his son Rabbi Yeshua was called Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. It's not essential to understand the Gemara, but since Rashi says it, and since Barry was itching to go and share that with us, I figured I'd let you know.
But is that because Rabbi Akiva was bald?
That's what the Gemara says. I think it's Ben Azai that he said, oh, the Kareya Chazeh was somewhat dismissive of Rabbi Akiva, so he referred to him as the baldy. But that's not a very complimentary.
No, Elisha didn't like that at all.
Exactly. So that being the case, we're going to continue. So to Behecha Shemin Rabbi Akiva Zulamal Mizu, where do we find that Rabbi Akiva said Zulamal Mizu? Ilay Mehodesayne, from the following brisa. Om Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi now quotes the dialogue between Rabbi Yeshua and his father. Shol Yeshua ben Noish Rabbi Akiva, Mei Rabbi Akiva. Yeshua ben Karcha, asked Rabbi Akiva. Neima Omru Maris Negoim Shnaim Shein Arba. Why does the Mishnah even bother telling us this rule of the Maris Negoim being 2, which are 4? What's the purpose? Omaloi. So now Rabbi Akiva answers somewhat rhetorically. The Imlav Mayoimu. So what would you prefer that the Mishnah should say? He says, Yoimru Mikrum Beya Ulam Malatame. He should go and simply say that the lowest form of white, which is a negatsaras, is the krumbeya. Anything lamala is tame, anything lamata is tohar. Because even though it's white, if it's not as white as the krumbeya, then it's scornished. Like Rashi quoted yesterday, it says in this last week's parsha, Boyakhu. Boyak is a form of negatsaras, which is tohar, because it doesn't reach the level of the whiteness of any one of the 4.
Yet it's still called a negatsaras?
But it's a kosher negatsaras. It's a Torah negatsaras. Let's see if we can quickly come across it.
I'll take your word for it.
No, I don't want you to take my word for it.
Barring any unforeseen circumstances.
Exactly. The foreseen circumstances, I probably won't be able to find it. But let's see what we can write. Boyaku, Porach ba'oir toher. That's how the pasuk ends off. A lot of negat zarasim, as you will recall from last week's seder.
Yeah, we're actually here, it says koreachu.
Koreachu?
It says Rabbi Kiva koreachu. Yeah.
100%. Yeah. That's what he's quoting from another Gemara.
Yeah.
But our good friend Ariel's not asking so much on the koreachu, yeah, he's asking more on the boyachu, which is okay. We love them either way. Boyachu,
there's not much to ask. If you're bold, you're bold. There's no, like...
Yeah, no, it's a little strange that the Gemara would refer to Rabbi Kiva as koreachu, the bold, because it's not normal. Sorry?
Balik, the shum, garlic.
Yeah.
He has more knowledge. It was meant sometimes meant praiseworthy.
Mm-hmm.
He's like everyone else is like nothing compared to him.
Very good. Okay. Shkoyach. Here in Pasuk Lamites in Parshas Tazria says Napusik Vro Hakoyin Vinei Ba'oyr Besorim Dehorois Kehois Levonois Boyhaku. Porach bo'or, tohoir hu. It's a boyhag, porach bo'or. Rashi says, kimin loiven hanira bebosser odom edoin, shekoyin rois. That those people that are normal, regular complexion, that they get white blotches from time to time, that's called a boyhag, and it is tohor. Take a look at Pasuk Lamites, my good friend. Lamites. It's a boy haku.
So my question was, it's still considered saras. It still falls on the...
It's in that general category, but it's not a technical saras, which is tamei. It's a boy haku, which is parak or toharu, which is called tohar.
If it gets brighter, it might become a saras.
Sure.
It's already in the radar of taras.
It's on the radar screen.
It means it has to be checked regularly to see if it advances in its...
Anybody who has a white blotch on his skin has to go to the kohen and say, kohen, please tell me, is this a nega taras, which is metame? And if he says yes, then tame yikri has to go chutz l'sholish machnes. If on the other hand, the kohen says, no, it's a boyaku, it's okay, it's a bonish. The person is reinstated with full rights in the Bismedish and to work and with his family. He doesn't have to go out.
So how often does he have to have it rechecked by the Kohen?
It's typically whenever there is a concern. In other words, you don't have everybody in Klal Yisrael standing on line with the Kohen every Sunday morning. Please check my... When something white develops on his skin and he is suspicious that this... And he went to the doctors and the doctor said, this is not... A physical thing. This is a spiritual thing. Oh, a spiritual thing. Oy, 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 oy. So what does he do? If it looks like it's very white, he has to go to the kohen. The kohen then has to determine whether it's one of the four white shades. If it is, then he's of gehak tzuris. And if he says no, it's okay, then he goes home.
But I'm saying once he makes the declaration one time it's tar,
right.
It's a one and done thing, or like 2 weeks down the line that he...
One thing is for sure, you do not have to go more than once a week. If a week passes and it looks like it's gotten brighter, then he should go back to the kohen. If it looks like it's remained the same or it's gotten dimmer, he can go and take the side of it.
Where's your phone?
Ay, 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 ay. Thank you very much for my...
It's like other things. You know it when you see it.
Yes. Shkoyach.
Right, the Supreme Court Justice.
Yeah, thank you. Terrible. All right. Good news is the less than 25 people. Gentlemen, I made a terrible boo-boo this morning, and we started the shiur about 5 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago, without realizing that the Zoom was not on, so my apologies to one and all. But Barry, thank God, reminded us, Yesha Koyach, one and all. So just to do a quick recapitulation, we're on Dav Vav, we're on the sixth line from the top of the Amid, where the Gemara began, the Heicha Shemina L'Rabbi Kiva Zu L'Malam Izu. As you recall, we said yesterday in the Mishnah, Maris Negoyim Shnaim Shehin Arba. Two. Okay, please put yourselves on mute there in the background. Shnaim Shehin Arba. We explained that Shnaim Shehin Arba means two Ovois and two Toldois. What are the two Ovois and two Toldois? The Beheris and the Seis are the two Ovois, and the two Toldois. Is one is Kesidah Heichel and one is Kekrum Beyah. And we explained that what's the significance of Ovois and Toldois, that an av and a tolda are mitzdarif for purposes of kigris, in case you have a half a gris of one shade of white and another shade of white. So if it's a tolda, an av, a tolda the day, it's mitzdarif for a full gris, and the person becomes tamei. However, if it has another shade of white, which is not its tolda, it won't become tamei. So we have the beheres, which is number one, azik ashelik. Its tolda is kesira heichol, and the seis, which is ketzer melavan, its tolda is kekrumbeya. And what it turns out is that we are being mitzdarif 1 and 3 and 2 and 4. What does that mean? Because number one on the four shades of white is azik ashelik. Number two is ketzer melavan. Number three is kesira heichol. Number four is kekrumbeya. Says the Mishnah in Masechtes Negoyim, and it's repeated in our Mishnah Bekitzur Shnayim Shehen Arba, that 1 and 3 are mitzdarif. That's the Azik Hasheleg, which is Beheres, that's number one. It's mitzdarif with the Sidah Heichel, which is number three. On the other hand, Se'es, which is number two on the list, that's the Tzemer Lavan, that's mitzdarif with the Krumbeya, which is number four. So it's 1 and 3 are mitzdarif, 2 and 4 are mitzdarif. Rabbi Hanina said that's not like Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva holds that it goes in order. 1 is mitzdarif with 2, 2 with 3, 3 with 4, and the Gemara called that zu lemala mizu, vizu lemala mizu. And today's Gemara begins, ve'echa sheminu Rabbi Kiva zu lemala mizu. Where do we find according to Rabbi Kiva zu lemala mizu? Ilei Marasani, we have the following dialogue in the Brice. Om Rabbi Yoisi, shol Yeshua benoi shel Rabbi Kiva me Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yeshua, the son of Rabbi Kiva, otherwise known, says Rashi, as Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, asked his father, Rabbi Kiva. Why does the Mishnah say, two which are four? So now Rabbi Kiva said back to his son, so what should they say instead? So he said, it should say much simpler. Since we've concluded that number four is the least of the shining whites that cause a person to become mitzayra, just simply say, as long as it's from egg and above, your tummy. Anything below, your tohar. Isn't that much simpler? And then Rashi points out, like the Gemara says in other places, la'olam yishana odom letalmidei derech tzara. You're supposed to go and teach succinctly, because if you go and you're marbid dvarim, you just keep on talking and talking, and it becomes much too confusing. Try to go and give succinct rules. So wouldn't it have been simpler just to simply say, Mikrom Bela Malis Tame? Omaloi, so now Rabbi Kiva responded, Loima Shemitzdarf Imze Imze. The whole point of saying Shtein Shein Arba is to tell you this Tziruf. Tziruf again is that if you have a half a gris of one shade of white, Gunish, it has to be a full gris. But what happens if right next to it, touching it, is another half a gris of a number of the other four shades, then the mitzdarif one with the other. Amaloi. So now the son says to the father, the yoimru, I have a better idea. Let's say mikrum beil amalatome, like I suggested before. But since you said that I need the shtayim shein arba to tell you about hilchos tziruf, let it say mitzdarif emzemze, and then mitzdarif one with the other. Amaloi. So father said to son, if you want to be a koyin that is an expert that can go and decree whether this negatzeras is tamei or this negatzeras is tohoy, no, if that's the case, you have to know all the names and you have to know all the shades very, very clearly and very, very distinctly. And that's why the Mishnah has to enumerate these four, so you shouldn't be in a fog. What does that mean, Meek? Krumbeya ulamala. Is this Krumbeya ulamala? Yo, nish, what's the name? How's it mitzdarif? So therefore you have to have the shtayim shein arba and the list of the four negoyim, the sheleg, and the tzemer, and the sidheichol, and the krumbeya, because if you don't know this koyin, please do not be the one that paskins hilchos negatzeras, rather send the shayla to the Moshe koyin. You don't decide it, because you have to have a koyin who really knows these halachos. Okay. That's the end of the discussion between father and son. Now we're trying to derive from that Rabbi Kiva holds Zulamalamizu, Zulamalamizu. Where do we see that? Says Gemara, why did Yeshua ben Korcha, when he was speaking to his father, why did he say Mikrom Beya Ulamala Tame and Mitstarfim Ze Imze? Why didn't he add Vilmi Sid Heichel Ulamala is Tame and Mitstarfim Ze Imze? Why didn't the Ilmi Sid Heichel Ulamala Loika Omar? What he means is the following. What was the way that Rabbi Shua was suggesting we should start off the Mishnah? Instead of saying Maris Nagoyim Shnayim Shen Arba, we should go and say any Mara Lamal Mikrumbeya is Tomei, and it's Mitzdarev Ze'im Ze. Now let's think for a moment. According to the way our Tana posited, which one is Krumbeya going to be Mitzdarev? It's going to be Mitzdarev with the Beheris. Because Krumbeya is number 4, Beheris is number 2, and Beheris is the Av to number 4, right? Remember?
Beheris is number 1.
I'm sorry. My apologies, everybody say. My apologies. Beheris is number 1, the Se'es is number 2, Sid is number 3, and Krumbeya is number 4. So, going with the way we learned, according to the Lashon of the Mishnah, which one is the Krumbeya going to be Mitzdarev with? It's going to be Mitzdarev with the Se'es, which is number 2. However, what about the Sidah Heichel? The Sidah Heichel, L'choira, that is not going to be Mitzdarev with number 2.
With
or with number 4, only with Beheris, which is number 1. And if that is Taka the Halacha, according to that Mishnah, then it would be necessary to go and say, not only Mikrumbeya Ulamala is Tomei and it's Mitzdarev, but also Sidah Heichel is Mitamei and it's Mitzdarev. Because Sidah Heichel has its own Hilchois Tzirov, that it's going to be Mitzdarev only with number 1, which is the Beheris. Beheris being the Av, and the Sidah Heichel being the Tolda, so 1 and 3 are Mitzdarev. So just simply to go and say that anything above the case of Krumbeya, it's all Tomei and the Mitzdarevim Zemze, that doesn't give you the full Halacha of these Maris Negoim, according to the Tanakhama. Because according to Tanakhama, it should not only say that Krumbeya Ulamala and the Mitzdarev and Zenze, but it should also go and say, Misad Heichel Ulamala is Mitzdarev, with which one is Sid Heichel Mitzdarev? It's going to be Mitzdarev with number 1, which is the Beheris. The Krumbeya, on the other hand, is going to be Mitzdarev with the Se'es. What's up to
you? But you can't, because you said from above number 4.
Okay, so therefore what the Gemara is telling us now is, since Rabbi Kiva holds that they go 1, 2, 3, 4, so what he's saying is, from Krumbeya Ulamala, just keep on going step by step, that number 4 would Mitzdarev with 3, and 3 would Mitzdarev is 2, and 2 would Mitzdarev with 1. Moreover, adds Rashi, and with that it'll become even clearer in the Gemara, because Rabbi Kiva disagrees fundamentally with the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says we go 1 and 3, and 2 and 4, and he says, no, we go 1 is Mitzdarev with 2, and 2 is Mitzdarev with 3, and 3 is Mitzdarev with 4. That in fact, according to Rabbi Kiva, Beheris has no toldois, and Se'es has 2 toldois. In the connection with Beheris, Beheris doesn't have its own tolda. The only one that it's Mitzdarev with is its fellow brother, the other Av. So 1 and 2 are Mitzdarev, Beheris and Se'es. However, Beheris is not Mitzdarev with number 3 or with number 4, because Beheris has no toldos. Beheris has no children, so to speak. Never. Se'es, on the other hand, Baruch Hashem, da grace mishpacha, has 2 toldos. What are those 2 toldos? Number 1, the Sidah Heichot, which is number 3. And it also has Krumbeya, which is number 4. And that's why the Gemara is telling us now that, in fact, everything, kulul bahadi se'es mitzdarev, everything is mitzdarev the se'es. 1 and 2 mitzdarev, because the 2 ovois are mitzdarev, the beheris and the se'es. Se'es is mitzdarev, so number 3, Sidah Heichel, that's a direct av and tolda relationship. But not only with number 3, it's also with number 4, because 4 is also a tolda of se'es.
According to the other
according to Rebbe Kiva. Okay. Therefore, according to Rebbe Kiva, is wunderbar. If all you have to go and say in the Mishnah is Krumbeya Ulamala, everything is Mitzdarev, because the Ace, in fact, is Mitzdarev with everything, with number 1, with number 3, and with number 4. Masha Enken, according to our Mishnah, that's not the case. According to our Mishnah, Sidah Heichel, start again. Beheres is only mitzaref with Sidah Hekel. He could also be mitzaref with Seis, because those are two brothers, they're two Ovais. However, Beheres cannot be mitzaref with Krumbeya. It's nothing to do with Krumbeya. On the other hand, Seis can only be mitzaref with Beheres, because they're two brothers, they're two Ovais. The Seis can be mitzaref with the Krumbeya, because it's its own tolda, but the Seis cannot be mitzaref with the Sidah Hekel, even though the Sidah Hekel is the one right afterwards. Right after Seis, you get the Sidah Hekel, because that's number three. No, no. Nevertheless, because it's 1 and 3 mitzvahs, 2 and 4 mitzvahs.
But if it's Kiva, then could you have Krumbeya mitzvahs with Beheres?
Not with Beheres. No, not with Beheres. Seis is the only one.
You can go one, go just the one above it. Except
in the case of the Seis, which has two toldos in the Bible, both 3 and 4 are like 3a and 3b. That they are both.
So there's a fundamental difference whether Shina Hekel is a tolda of. Beheres. He would hold.
Sidah Hekel?
Sidah Hekel
is not a tolda of Beheres.
It's tolda Seis.
The tolda of the Beheres is the Sidah Hekel.
Correct.
But he disagrees, fundamentally disagrees.
Rabbi Kiva holds that the Beheres has no toldas.
Okay.
Childless. Okay. Nobody. However, on the other hand, a Seis does have two toldas.
Yeah.
What are two toldas? Both the Sidah Hekel, which is number three, and the Krumbeya, which is number four.
And a brother, which is okay.
And the Seis can be mistarf with his brother, which is the Beheres. That's correct, because they're both
of us.
Both of us, exactly. Let's see if I can point out the Rashi. There's the Seis with Tavis, the Seis said, Nimtza with Chirvim, Bachemrinim, Starvi, Malamid, Tavisazel, Told the Zoo, he mistarf. So according to him, it's not mistarf, but according to Rabbi Kiva, they are mistarf one with the other. There are quite a few Rashis, as you can see, and some of them are very long, but that's how Rabbi Shubin Korcha understands Rabbi Kiva, and that's how the Gemara understands that according to Rabbi Kiva, both of them are toldos of Seis, and Beheres has no tolda whatsoever.
Okay.
The reason Shmuel told the Beheres, and Yechlishnei told us. If you look at there's a long Rashi which begins the second middle line. Start from the beginning of that Rashi. You see the middle wide lines. Second line. V'ilamisidul malik amalei. Yoimru mikrumbeya ulamale tame umitstarev. Let Rabbi Yeshua say in the name of Akiva, because he suggests Rabbi Akiva, this is what it should say in the Mishnah. Mikrumbeya ulamale mitstarev. Umisid ulamale tame umitstarev. Because the krumbeya would be mitstarev with its number two, krumbeya is number four. It would be mitstarev with number two, which is the Seis. And the Sid ulamale, which is number three on the list, which we started with number one, which is the Beheres. Since he didn't say that, Shmamina Shmile Mine Kulu Bahadis Eis Mitzdarfin. Why? Because it's Elyon Echad Lishte Toldois. Seis has two Toldois, both the Sidah Hekel together with the Krumbeya. Diesel Kadaitach, then he goes back and forth, which is a little bit lengthy. So now go to the fifth wide line. Of the wide lines of Rashi, he says in the middle, "How the Salka Daitach Chalik told the Lezer the Toldu Lezer." We would have thought that each Av has its own Tolda. Umid Usvei Hachi, since he asks him about the Krumbeya, and he doesn't refer to Sid Hecho Shmami No Shmilei Shein Tolda Beheres. Beheres does not have any Tolda. Ella rather Seis is the Elyon Echad Lishtei Toldos. So therefore, Beheres no Tolda. Only it can be mitzaref only with Seis, because they're two brothers, so to speak. Seis has two toldos. Now, if you're asking, where do you take this from? So mention we're going to see on the Amud Beis, because the pasuk says la Seis v'la sapachas v'la behores, which suggests that Seis is the one that has the sapachas. Sapachas means the children, the toldos, the additions. Mashen kim behores, it doesn't say Seis ula sapachas ula behores. The Sapachas. And when he says about the Seis and not the Beheres. But we're going to talk about that more on the Amud Beis. So, bottom line, back to our Gemara. midlay omar lay, halfway down, shmamina de shmiyale de rabakiva de omar kulu le bahadi se'es mitstarzen. Everybody is happy with the se'es, because se'es has its brother, the beheres, and it has its own two children, the two togs. Oh, from this I see, therefore, says the Gemara, the Rebbe Kiva holds zulamal mizu, zulamal mizu, and not like our Mishnah. Freit Gemara, vosses the raya, the Dilmas eis the toldosa, the heres the toldosa. Meaning that when we were referring to, what's the raya? The raya is from the fact that Rabbi Yishuv ben Korcha said to his father, I have a better way of phrasing the Mishnah, let it say mikrumbeyo lamala, tomei, and mitstarfim zem zem. Now, which one, according to our Mishnah, is the Krumbeya mitzaref with? It's mitzaref with number two, with the Se'es. And so therefore, says the Gemara, maybe in fact that's what Rabbi Yishuv ben Korcha had in mind when he said to his father. Why didn't it simply say in the Mishnah, Krumbeya lamala tomei, u mitzarefim zemze? And the Gemara says, well, he should have added on. They said, heichal ulamala is tomei, and mitzarefim zemze. Maybe that was his kavanah. The Dilmas Eis V'Toldasa, Eis V'Toldasa being the Se'es and its Tolda, the Krumbeya. And Beheres V'Toldasa, that's a totally document. The original one, which is the Sheleg, together with number three, which is the Sidah Heichel. Why didn't he mention it? Because, like Rashi said before, but that's what he had in mind. 1 and 3, 2 and 4. Once I tell you 2 and 4, you understand on your own I meant 1 and 3. So therefore the Gemara holds that from that quote of the dialogue between Rabbi Yishuv ben Korcha and his father, it's not a clear-cut riot. It sounds like it, but I could interpret what Rabbi Yishuv ben Korcha was saying, each one on its own. Se'es v'toldasa, be'er v'toldasa, just like he's talking about the Krumbeya, vis-a-vis its father, he also meant parenthetically the Sidah Heichel and its father. So he said, okay, fine, no riot. But I have a new riot, Amr Abchanina, the Amr Abchanina. Rabbi Chanina says, I'll tell you what Rabbi Kiva's halacha is, and I'll give you a mashal. What's the mashal? We have over here on the table 4 cups of milk. And in each one of them, unfortunately, some dam spilled in. How did dam spill in? I don't know, that's a pretty dumb thing to do. But dam fell into each one of the 4 cases, but in different amounts, as you'll see. Echanov l'toycha shtei tipin shel dam. 2 drops of blood, that of course dimmed a little bit the whiteness of the cholov. Echanov l'toicha arba tipin shel dam, that's 4. Echanov l'toicha shmoina, v'echanov l'toicha shteim esrei tipin. The amul others say not 12, but 6 esrei tipin. And the shekulin maris loivin hein. Each one of them still retains the fact that it's a mara of lovan, it's still white, after all, it's 95% milk. Elish ezel amalamizeh, bezel amalamizeh. Oh, this is the raya, therefore, that Rabbi Kiva holds. Zul amalamizu, zul amalamizu. Just like these 4, the reason why we go in that order, 1, 2, 3, 4, is to go and tell you that those are the 4 levels, and 1 is with 2, and 2 is with 3, and 3 with 4. As opposed to, if we were talking Aliba, the Mishnah, then we shouldn't go in that order. We should have said that the first one is 2 drops, and then talk about that the second one was the 8 drops, and then talk about that the third one is the one with the 4 drops, and number 4 would be the 12 or the 16 drops. The fact that we go in order of the 2, 4, 8, 12, 16, shows you that we're going in order, Zulamalamizu, and therefore 1 goes with 2, and 2 goes with 3, and 3 goes with 4, and that's the raya. That's what Rabbi Kiva holds, as opposed to our Mishnah, where this would be an inappropriate way of giving the mashal. Because then the mashal would have said, like we said, that the first kois fell in 2, yeah, that's the Beheres. The second kois fell in the 8, which is going to therefore be its tolda, the Sidah Heichel. And then number 3, we would go and say, is the, like the Se'es, that's the 4 drops. It's out of order, because 1 and 3 and 2 and 4. The fact that it goes 1, 2, 3, 4 is the chasimin, that that's the way that Rabbi Kiva would learn that it goes in order. Freit Gemara, who says, Eim the Shamasle Rabbi Kiva v'posuch b'cholot mi Shamasle. Maybe Rabbi Kiva is only talking about a mixture. What does he mean, a mixture? So Rashi reminds us that back in last week's Sedra, when we were talking about Korcha, like Brother Shai was talking about Mitzvah Kireyach, it says in the Pasuk, what happens if you have a Jew where either the front or the back, he's missing here because either that's natural loss of hair or because of the nega tzaraz. And instead of that, where you have a bald spot is now nega lovon adamdom. What means lovon adamdom? So Rashi, posuch. Posuch means that there's a mixture. In other words, it's not clear white. It's white with drops of red here and there and everywhere. Just like any time you have white polka dots. Mm-hmm. So you have a white background, a drop of blood here, a drop of blood there, a drop of blood there. And therefore, maybe when we were talking about the Hilchos Nega, Lovan, Adamdom, it's appropriate to say that there are four different madregas. You can have an Adamdom where there's only a little Adamdom, and then you can talk about Adamdom, which is a lot of Adamdom. Two drops, four drops, eight drops, etc. Zokti Yomara, maybe this Zulamal Mizu is talking about Pasuch. B'choluk means choluk is like in Eretz Yisrael, they say chalak. Chalak means it's glat, smooth, that there are no outside drops in it. But rather, we're just talking about the shades of white. B'choluk Misham is like, maybe there you would agree, Shtayim Shein Arba, that it's one with three and two with four. B'chit Taim, maybe you're going to go and tell me. That really the two are parallel. Yeah, these four mashals that we just had now, the four mishalim of the 2, 4, 8, 12, 16, good, that's by pasuch. And the same thing applies by choluk as well. In other words, that the white is dimmer as you keep on going down the scale from 1, 2, 3, 4. Each time it's a little bit less, a little bit less. Pasuch gufe. I have to tell you, you're just saying now Reb Chanina in the name of Reb Akiva, then when you have Pasuch, we go 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm not even so sure, because Vatanya, it's a mistake, it's really Vatanan, is Asto Mishnah. The Mishnah is the second Mishnah in the Goyim, right after that first Mishnah that we quoted about Maris the Goyim. Reb Akiva Oimer! Adamdam Shebezeh v'Shebezeh, what means Shebezeh v'Shebezeh, we'll see in a moment, is kiyayin amozik b'mayim. Adamdam is like when you take water and you mix it with wine. And what do you have now? Zok yetzer b'kiva, ele shol beheres azok eshelig, v'shol sid dio heimena. So that's the shebezeh, v'shebezeh he's referring to. The beheres is azok eshelig, and the sid dio heimena, that's the one that is dimmer, lighter than the azok eshelig. Notice that he puts together the Azek Keshelig and the Sid Heichel, which sounds like he agrees to the Tanakama of the Maris Nigoyim of the Shnaim Shein Arba, the Beheris is number one, and you would start off with Sid, which is number three, and one and three go together, and not Zulamalamizu. No, that in fact it's one and three, and two and four, because we go Av and Toldos. The Isa, if you're going to say that Rabbi Kiva holds that it's 1, 2, 3, 4. So instead of saying that the first one is Beheris and the one that's Dia Heimena is number three, you should go to number two. Then Isa showed Samar Dia Heimena mi boyele. Shouldn't it say one being the case of the Beheris Azaka Shalik, and the one that's dimmer, in other words, the next shade of white, would be the Seis, which is Samar. Why is he jumping to the Sid Heichel? And therefore, if anything, from that Mishnah, it sounds like Rabbi Akiva is in full agreement with the first Mishnah. So what's going on over here? From that Mishnah, so it would appear. However, Vatanya, I have another girso, or another version of Rabbi Akiva, from a braisa, which is Rabbi Nosson, and he sets the record straight exactly what Rabbi Akiva said and what did he mean. What does Rabbi Nosson say? Rabbi Nosson, Omer, lo yishe Omer Rabbi Akiva shol sid diahimena. No, that's a misquote. He didn't first start off by saying that we have the Beheris, which is Aza Kashelik, and then say diahimena is the case of the Sid Heichel. Chulila! No, that's not what he said. Lo yishe Omer shol sid diahimena. Why? Because we go in order, 1 and 2, and then 3 and 4, not 1 and 3. Zula malamizu. And with this, you can put two dots. We have now, Rabbi Isai, finished the raya that Rabbi Kiva holds Zula malamizu. Not from the dialogue of Rabbi Shu ben Korcha and his father, not from the Rabbi Hanina's quoting of that Mishnah, but rather from the fact that Reb Nosson says in this Braisa that when Reb Akiva was talking about the four Maris Negoyim, he referred, number one, to, like we all do, the Beharis, which is Azek HaShelig, that everybody agrees is number one. But immediately after that, he said, and don't forget, the second one is Tzemer Lavan. He didn't say Sidah Heichel. Why? Because Beharis and Sidah Heichel are not Mitztarif. Sidah Heichel is not a tolda of Beharis, but rather it's a tolda of the Sias. So therefore, we have one...
Sidah Heichel is a tolda of...
Sidah Heichel is a tolda of Sias. Because the Ace has two toldas according to Rabbi Kiva.
Okay.
Number three and number four. The Harris, unfortunately, no children. Leider, that's what Rashi said, right? Shmi Elesh ain't told the Harris. The Harris doesn't have any kids.
How could this Braisa, I mean, you have a Mishnah on point, and mm-hmm. this Braisa is refuting it,
mm-hmm.
and the Mishnah, the second Mishnah, Nagoi, immediately follows the first Mishnah and agrees with the time.
Yeah, that was bothering me as well. I understand you loud and clear. Okay, so now that we have that in order, so anybody asks you, how does the tziruf work? It's machloikis, according to the Tanit, according to our Mishnah, and the Mishnah Megoyim, according to the first Mishnah, it's 1 and 3, 2 and 4, while according to Rebbe Akiva, it's 1 and 2, 2 and 3, 3 and 4, in order, Zula Malamizu. Frey Timar, umin nolan de Beharis azahi, you keep on referring to Beharis as being number one. If anything, from the Torah, it's Masha, the Beharis is less than Se'es, because the Pasuk says, wouldn't I have thought that Tze'ez, in fact the word Tze'ez sounds like, you know, that's the high and mighty one. That should be number one. How do you have that Beharis is the strongest of all the whites? Why does it say the extra word he? He levana be'ena cheres levana. This is the most white of all the four whites. Beharis levana he. Oh, Tos is the number one. Everything else only follows suit 2, 3, 4 after that. And now the Gemara explains it in more detail. Tana Rabbanu state in the Braisa, Beharis Amuka. V'cheinu Oimer, Omare, Omare'a, Omaik min ha'or, Kimari Cham hu Amuka min ha'tzer. Rashi already explains in Chumash, and we have here in our Gemara once again, that there's a bit of an illusion to our human eyes. That when we see white and we see dark, it appears to us as if the white is omoik, is deeper than the dark. Meaning, when you're walking down the street and you see it's a sunny day and part of the street is white from the chama, part of the street is dark from the tzel, from the shade of a tree, shade of a building, shade of a person walking back and forth, whatever it happens to be, then the mari chama looks like it's deeper than the tzel. Exactly what that means, that it's deeper, is hard to understand and hard to explain. Even Rashi and Chumash says, and that he's not exactly sure how it all works when we talk about the Omaik. Let me bring to Rashi in the beginning of Parashas Tazriah, when we talk about all of these Maris Negoyim, that one of them happens to be dimmer than the other, and be it there, Rashi. Oh, Rashi says in the Pasik, the Pasik Dalet, then Baharis Levonahi, like we just spoke about, the Omaik Ein Mareha Min Ha'or. So Rashi, Lo Yedati Perusha. I don't really understand what that means, that the Omaik, it's not Ein Mareha Omaik Min Ha'or. What's meant this? Rashi before said that we're talking about the Baharis, Omaik Mi'or B'sore Komari Lovon Omaiku. Any mari of love, any type of white, looks like it's deeper. Kimari chama amuka min atzel. When you're walking down the street and you see the chama and the tzel seems to be more prominent and the chama seems to be more deep, whatever that means. And then the Rashi said, "Omek imarel lo yadati perusha." I don't really know how that works. Anyway, so Rashi had a difficulty, but whatever, just adopt what the Gemara says. That the Harris is amuka, amuka meaning that because it is so white, it is deeper than the shade next to it. Se'es, on the other hand, se'es ain't se'es al gevoya. Like we said, se'es means it's high, it's exalted, it's elevated. It says the pasuk, al kol ha'horim haramim, that means on all of the top, the tall mountains, the al kol ha'gvoyis hanisois. Voice are hills, so it also means the exalted, the tall, like hills.
Like Nasi.
Oh, very good. Nasi to go and carry. Yeah, for Masa, which is a burden that you carry. Something which is higher. Okay, so now, why in fact is the Se'es called Se'es? Because since we just got saying that Baheres is deeper than the others because of its level of white, guess what? Since Se'es is not so white, so then it's higher in terms of the illusion of looking at the comparison between the white and the dark. The whiter something is, the lower it appears compared to the tzel. Because we're saying, kimari chama amukim in a tzel. So if you have a very strong, strong white, then that's very amuk, that's very deep. Something which is a little bit less white, so it gets closer to the shade of the shade. Therefore, so it's a little bit higher, looking it from that angle, looking it from that perspective. And that's why the Torah refers to it as se'es. So we have now the definition of Baheres, we have the definition of Se'es, and now we have in the middle, it says, Se'es, oi sapachas, oi Baheres. The question is, wus mein sapachas? Sapachas, ein sapachas, el tfeilet. The word sapachas means that it's tofel, which is secondary, v'cheinu oim, like it says in the Pasuk, the omas v'cheini no. The wus mein v'cheini no. This is a pusik, legabi Eli HaKoyim. Eli HaKoyim, as you know, unfortunately had two sons, Chofni and Pinchas, and the Pusik tells us, and unfortunately, they sinned. And because of that, the Navi came to Eli and said, unfortunately, you are the Kohen Gadol at this time, but the Kohen Gadol will not go and pass to your children as it normally would pass. Because in this week's parasha, Parashas Achri Mois, Rashi explains to Pusik that if a Kohen Gadol has a child who's Roy, he is the automatic successor after his father. V'yishteitz talks about all the avodah that's done in the Beis Hamikdash by Aharon HaKohen, and then it says that after Aharon HaKohen's passing, then it's going to go to his children. V'yishteitz to on the posik. V'chiper HaKohen ha'sheyimshach oisoi, v'sheyimale es yodei lechahen tachas oviv. The one that's going to be the next Kohen Gadol instead of his father. How do you know it's going to be the son instead of his father? It says Rashi, "Lelamed shim benoi memalias mekoyimoi who koydim lecholodom." If Chas V'Shalom the Kohen Gadol passes away, who's the automatic first candidate? His son. If the son is not roi, then we pass over the son. We give it to somebody else. But otherwise, who koydim lecholodom? So unfortunately, the Navi told Eli the bad news that the Kohen Gadol is not going to continue with his kids after him because of their sins. So Eli was concerned. So who knows, maybe the whole family will be banished from the kahuna. And therefore Eli said, I'm going to have to go over to the future kahanim gedoilim and say, Svocheini no el achas ha-kahunais, lechol pas lechem. Will you allow us to be secondary to you? Fortunately, we have been diminished in our stature. That's what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants. But Svocheini no, add us too. I don't know if he's really referring to himself, because after he passes away, he can't go and say, right, to go and bring my kids over. I mean, it means the future generations are going to have to kind of plead and beg, don't forget about us, let us also be part of the kahuna, don't go and throw us out just because of the sins of the fathers, Achofni and Pitchas. Anyway, what do I see from this Focheni? No, that it's a tefela. Freitimor ashkan tefela l'se'es, tefela beheres minolan. Now this kasha is strictly only according to the Tanakhama, according to the first Mishnah. Because according to Rebbe Akiva, we already saw in the Rashi, that unfortunately Beheres has no children, they have no tefela. So the tefela is only for the se'es. So oy bazoi, but this, according to Rabbanan, that hold that there's a tefela to both of them, since it says in the Pasuk, la se'es, la sepachas, la bahares, sounds like that only the se'es has a sepachas, a tefela, and not the bahares. So bahares we know, I'm going to say it, nemer, levana, so there's two turuts. Teretz number one is, nemer levana b'se'es, nemer levana ba beheres. In other words, I have Xerish up. We already had one pasuk a few lines ago, then Beheres Levana he. Then we will be Medaik the he. But it says the word Levana. By Seis, it also says the word Levana. Where does it say? In number 6, Varoa Koyamine Seis Levana Bar. Ah, Seis is the Levana. Notice it doesn't say it's Seis Levana he. It says Seis Levana. Mashenkin Lagar the Beheres, that was in number 1. In Beheres Levana he. Ah. But Lemaisa, both of them say Levana. This is Levana, and that's Levana, and then one Levana, the other Levana. Just like by Se'es, I have Svochenis, I have a Sapachas, a Tolda. Same thing with Beheres, they also have a Tolda. Asisaton in the Brisa, they have a different shot. Hitalakosnus of Bachas Bain Sa'is Labaharis. Why does it come smack in the middle? Lasa'is, Lasabacha, Labaharis. To tell you that you can read it both Lamala and Lamata. Mil El and Mil Ra. Just like the Sapachas is the Tfela to the Sa'is, Kach Tfela Labaharis. According to Rabbi Kiva, he would say, no. The reason why it says the Sapachas is only a Toldah to the Seis. But the Rabbanan are faced with the facts. They learn that it's a Toldah to both. So they say that this, the Sapachas goes in both directions. Las Eis, Las Sapachas, and the Sapachas La Baharis, as if it would say twice the word Sapachas, and you have therefore a Toldah of both. Okay. Zotim Arbaita, Seis Kat Semelot. We're saying this ace is like Temelavin. Freitim might Temelavin. What means white wool? How do you define white wool? So we already said this yesterday. Amrabibi, Amrabasi, Temenoki, Ben Yoimish, Machamnin, Boy, Lemilas. Anybody that is familiar with sheep, if you've ever been either to a farm or even to a zoo, you'll see that very often the fleece, the wool on the back of the sheep, is dirty. Sometimes it's black. It doesn't look particularly nice. And in fact, after that, when they shear off the wool and they want to use it to make cloth, the first thing they do is they try to get all the schmutz off and try to clean it and cleanse it so it should be nice and bright. But that's not what we mean over here. We mean that it's naturally white. How's it naturally white? After it's born, or after the new fleece, the new wool starts growing, it gets dirty almost immediately. What they do is mechabnen boich. Mechabnen boich means that they go and take a baguette and mevikel tesan, it's called in Yiddish. Vikel means to go and wrap it around with that type of. It's similar to, you see, during the winter, that some of the dog owners here are concerned that the dog shouldn't catch cold or shouldn't catch COVID or whatever it is, and they put a sweater around it. So they put a sweater also around the sheep so that the white would remain intact, and then after a month or two, when it was right for going and shearing and for cutting, then they would open up that sweater and then they would go and cut it, and therefore looked, ooh, wow, Tzemelon, that's a shame. So that's the Tzemelon that we're referring to, which is number two on the list after Shalig. I don't have to tell you that the Shalig, when it falls here in New York, also initially looks beautiful and white, but after 5 minutes, everything gets black because of all the schmutz and the suit and the cars pollution. And all the rest. Pollution, exactly. So, same thing, they want to keep the Tzemelon on. That's why they wrapped it around so that be lemilas to be able to use later on for beautiful white bacon. Okay, you remember that on the Omer Aleph, Reb Chanina gave a mashal to Reb Akiva, and the mashal was about the pasuch, about the four cups of wine, not of wine, of milk, and how each one was diluted slightly with a little bit of blood. And we said it doesn't really get, you know, fully diluted. You still have like polka dots. And then, therefore, that's why the Mordor says that's a pasuch and that's not a choluk, etc. That's what we talked about in the Yom
HaNach. It's interesting, there's no plain milk with no dilution whatsoever as being. I thought that would be the strongest white, would be milk with no drops of blood whatsoever.
I mean, that milk would also be a one of the four?
Pure milk. That'd be like the strongest. Rabbi Kiva right away said, no, even in order to be the highest, the Baharis, it has to be at least two drops of blood in a cup of milk, which is, it surprised me, that's all.
Okay. Anyway, so the same Reb Chanina now gives a marshal to the Rabbanan, the Ma'adav Adoyma. And remember, the Rabbanan are very different than Rabbi Kiva, because here we're going 1 and 3 and 2 and 4. So, Ma'adav Adoyma, the Trey Malki, that you have two kings, or the Trey Ifrachi. Ifrachi are governors. And of course, each king has a governor that works for him, like an assistant king, so to speak. A deputy king. So the king is in charge of the entire region, and he appoints governors for this region, for that region, for this malch, for this country, for the city, whatever it is. Okay. So ma'adavadayim, l'trei malki, l'trei ifrachi. Malki shel zeh, l'malami malki shel zeh. One melech is a very, very important, a great kanaker, a big, big melech. And the other one is a smaller melech. V'ifrachoy shel zeh, l'malami ifrachoy shel zeh. And, of course, the governor that's working for the first melech, he is greater than the governor working for the second melech. So now, if you think about it for a moment, if that's the order that we're giving, and we're saying melech, and then ifrach, and then ifrach, that's what he's saying, so then that would be a case of 1, 2, 3, 4. The biggest of all of these four in terms of their power and authority is the big melech. Number 2 on the list is the smaller melech. The third one on the list is the governor, the bigger governor. And the fourth on the list is the lower governor. Ah, oh. In other words, that's exactly how Rabbi Kiva would have a marshal. Big king, small king. Big governor, small governor. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's not the Rabbanon. You're telling the marshal the Rabbanon l'mad of a daima. Says, well, you're right. We start off with the first melech, and then his governor, that's Tolda Didei, the Beharis, and it's Sira Hechel, it's Tolda. Umalka Shulzeh, that's already the ace, that's melech number two, the second Av. Lamal Nifrach, he has the Krumbeya, he has number four. Also, the way we have now restyled it, and that's a very nice marshal, so the way the Rabbanan learned, 1 and 3, 2 and 4, king and his governor, second king and his governor. And in case we were not happy with that, the Gemara gives another cup of mishalim, another couple of mishalim. Rav Adabar Abba Omar ki going Malka vi al kafta, Rufila v'reish kalusa. Rashi says then al kafta, I think in English they call it the caliph. The al kafta was also a melech, but he wasn't on the same madrega as the greisa melech. Maybe it's something similar to Yosef and the and Parai. He was a mishalim melech. Rashi says, if you see in the middle of the Omid, Malka mi al-kafta, shnei malachim, hey? Or Malka choshe mi al-kafta. So it's similar to the previous, you have this all-powerful king, and then you have the shvacha king, number two. Grisa, melech! And you have the caliph, you have the al-kafta. And then you have the rufila and reish kalusa. Rashi says, rufila is the ifarchus. Ifarchus said before, the governor of the melech. And the reish kalusa is the governor of the al-kafta. Okay, so what is the rule, how does it go? So, Barabar Abba Omer Kegoyin, Malkavi Al Kafta, king number one and then king number two, Rufila Reish Kalusa, governor number one and governor number two, which is really 1, 2, 3, 4. And the same kash again, Haizel Malmizer, Zel Malmizer, that's like Rabbi Kiva. So, you're right, El Kegoyin, Malkavi Rufila, first Melech, the all big Melech, and his Rufila, that's 1 and 3, Vial Kafta, and Melech number two, Reish Kalusa, and his Reish Kalusa, which is 2 and 4. So therefore, that's like the Rabbanan, and therefore, again, we've corrected in both cases, Rav Chanina, as Rav Adabar Ahava, what is the marshal for the Rabbanan? We're not finished. Rava Omar, ki goin Shavar Malka v'Kesar. It's like in our times, when Shavar Malka, Shavar was the Melech of Persia, and Kesar was the Melech of Edom, the Roman Emperor. There too, we have the same thing, two kings, and then we have there two Afarchasin, their two governors. And unexpectedly, Rav Papa says to Rava, Haimenayu Odef, between the two, who is the greater one? Would you say it's Shavar Malka or the Kesar?
Where are you living, Rava and Rav Papa?
Exactly. So, Malka and Al-Kafta, we know by definition, Rashi said, Malka means the big king, and Al-Kafta means the Shvachar king. So, if you would ask me and ask you, you would think the Kesar, of course, the Roman Empire, the Holy Roman Empire.
Much larger than Persia.
Exactly. So, Omalei, so Rava answers him somewhat sarcastically, tell me, do you live and eat in the forest? In other words, you totally have no idea what's going on in the world. Book Chazi, go and take a look. Tiva Deman Sagi Ba'alma. Look where the currency is more accepted throughout the world. What does he mean to say? Even Bismanazeh, which is the currency which is most current throughout the world?
Dollars.
Anywhere you can go and give dollars, whether it's in Russia, whether it's in China, everybody knows what a dollar is. But if you're going to go and try to go and use, Japanese yen or something, what would I have to do with yen? No. In Japan you can use it. Maybe in a couple of other countries in that neighborhood you can use it, but otherwise not. So therefore the Roman money and the Roman emperor and empire and its influence was throughout the whole world.
It's current through the whole world. Currency.
The currency. It's like a current. Mashenka in Persia is much less. So what was Taka over here, the discussion between Rava and Rav Papa? So Rashi explains, Rav Papa looks at Rava and he says, why would you say Shavar Malka and then afterwards the Kesar? Doesn't everybody agree the Kesar is number one and Shavar Malka is number two? Why did you do it out of order?
Because he lives in Persia.
Number one, he lives in Persia. And also Rashi brings from Mar Masechus Chagiga that the Persian government unfortunately oppressed Rav and gave him a lot of tzuris. And so therefore, he didn't want that his conversation should be recorded and get back to the authorities. And therefore he said, Shavar Malka, and then the Kesar. To go and give the Shavar Malka a lot of importance, since the authorities are, you see, Rav has learned his lesson, he's giving derech eretz and respect to Shavar Malka, he's the greatest kanaker, even though the whole world knew that he was much less of influence and authority than the Kesar. So that's why Rapapa asked him, "Hi, Minai Ordif, and Rava, aren't you saying it backwards?" And Dev Rafa now is saying, apparently he didn't realize Rapapa was asking that sarcastically, so he responds to him sarcastically. If you live in a forest, of course you know who's greater and who's less. And when it says in the spots of a Teichel Kol Arev, Tadushna, who is this referring to? Rabbi Yechanan Zu Roimi Chayevis. The word Chayevis, says Rashi, is like the word Risha. It brings a Rai from Pasig Malachi, and therefore when he sings Roimi Chayevis, he means it's the evil empire of Rome. Shetibi Yotzim Chaloilam Kulai, which is much better known, and its influence is felt throughout the world. We have one final mashal, Ravina Omar Kegoin Galima de Amar Vishachke, Sadina de Kisna Vishachke. Galima de Amar means a cloak, a beged made out of wool. Amar Tzemer and Amar are the same as wool. And Sadina de Kisna, Sadina
linen.
Kisna is linen, flax, linen, yeah. Which one is whiter? Is it the white wool or is it the white linen?
Wool, obviously, it's one of the list of Negoim. They don't mention linen as one of the Maros Negoim.
Very good. Shachke means it's already a bit of a shmat, it's already worn out.
Right.
And therefore he's saying that's the order of the Rabbanan. We start off with a woolen white garment, white woolen garment.
That's fresh method.
Which was fresh. And Shachke, one which is already a year or two old, which has gotten already worn out by all the washings and the laundry and also that it got dirty over the years. So that's already second after that. Or the Sadina, the Kisna, you have brand new linens, like linen sheets. The Shachke, and those which are already old, which are already Shvacher. So the Choyre, if you're holding like Rebbe Akiva, you would start off Klima Damar is number one. And then Sadina de Kisna, the brand new one, would be number two. And then the Shachki de Amar would be number three. And the Shachki de Sadina Kisna would be number four, because he would go one, two, three, four, in order. But we don't do that according to Ravina. Ravina is now telling us the order Alibi de Rabbanan. Because the Rabbanan are the ones that hold, you have one and three, two and four, you have an Av that told you today. What's the Av? That's the Glima de Amar, that's number one. That would be like the Beheres, that's number one. Even though it's not really our Beheres, because our Beheres is Shelig, but he's just giving a marshal. So therefore, the Amar is number one, Shachke is its number two, which is really number three on the list, which because it's Av that told the Digday. That would be the Sedhechel. The Sedina de Kisna, which would be number two on the list, because it's brand new, it's nice and white, and nice and shiny. However, for our purposes, two goes together, Shachke, with number four, with its Shchika. So therefore, it's like our Mishnah, like the Rabbanan, 1 and 3, 2 and 4. And with this Rabbi Yisai, we have concluded today's daf, because we're going to continue tomorrow with a new sugya about Yesh Yadiyah B'Tchila and Yesh Yadiyah B'Sof and Mietz Hashem. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Zay Gezunt and Hatzlach Rab.